Egzamin maturalny z języka angielskiego. Rozumienie ze słuchu. Poziom podstawowy. Wysłuchaj dokładnie informacji dotyczących tej części egzaminu. Rozumienie ze słuchu trwa 20 minut i składa się z trzech zadań. Zadania te sprawdzają umiejętność rozumienia wypowiedzi rodzimych użytkowników języka angielskiego. Usłyszysz nagranie, które zawiera zarówno teksty, jak i polecenia do poszczególnych zadań. Każdy tekst zostanie odtworzony dwa razy. Na płycie przewidziane są przerwy na zapoznanie się z treścią zadań oraz ich rozwiązanie, sygnalizowane dźwiękiem. Przed wysłuchaniem każdego tekstu usłyszysz natomiast dźwięk. Rozwiązuj poszczególne zadania zgodnie z usłyszanymi poleceniami w czasie słuchania tekstów oraz w trakcie trwania przerw po ich wysłuchaniu. Zadanie pierwsze. Usłyszysz dwukrotnie rozmowę córki z ojcem. Z podanych odpowiedzi wybierz właściwą, zgodną z treścią nagrania, zakreślając literę A, B lub C. Za każde poprawne rozwiązanie otrzymasz jeden punkt.
Dad, Dad, what's for breakfast? Dad!
What?
What's for breakfast?
Oh, there's a banana on the kitchen counter. Enjoy!
Dad, that banana is all bruised and it looks like the cat took a bite out of it last night. Dad, wake up!
Okay, okay, there's some cereal in the cupboard. Help yourself.
But there's no milk.
Well, just mix up some powdered milk. There's
a... No way! That stuff is nasty. Come on, Dad!
Well, okay. I guess I could make some pancakes.
No. Last time you made pancakes, they were as hard as a rock. Even the dog didn't touch them.
They were that bad?
Yeah.
Right, wait. Why in the world are we having this conversation anyway? You're 19 years old. Make your own breakfast. I'm going back to bed.
Because you love me. Plus, you said you'd make something for me if I washed the dishes last night.
Yeah, okay. How about some eggs and bacon? I can't go wrong there.
Okay. But don't put any of that funny stuff in it. You know, those weird mushrooms like you did last time.
Okay, okay, okay. So you want me to keep things simple, right?
Exactly. But please, Harry, my friend is picking me up in a few minutes.
On a Saturday morning?
Yeah, he's taking me fishing.
Fishing? Since when did you start liking fishing?
Since he gave me this ring. What do you think?
Wait, I'm not going to ask. Let me get breakfast on the table, then we have a long chat.
Oh, he's here. I'll take $20 out of your wallet. I can buy breakfast on the way. Bye!
Oh, no.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Dad, Dad, what's for breakfast? Dad!
What?
What's for breakfast?
Oh, there's a banana on the kitchen counter. Enjoy!
Dad, that banana is all bruised and it looks like the cat took a bite out of it last night. Dad, wake up!
Okay, okay, there's some cereal in the cupboard. Help yourself.
But there's no milk.
Well, just mix up some powdered milk. There's...
No way! That stuff is nasty. Come on, Dad.
Well, OK. I guess I could make some pancakes.
No. Last time you made pancakes, they were as hard as a rock. Even the dog didn't touch them.
They were that bad?
Yeah.
Right, wait. Why in the world are we having this conversation anyway? You're 19 years old. Make your own breakfast. I'm going back to bed.
Because you love me. Plus, you said you'd make something for me if I washed the dishes last night.
Yeah, OK. How about some eggs and bacon? I can't go wrong there.
OK. But don't put any of the funny stuff in it. You know, those weird mushrooms like you did last time.
OK, OK, OK. So you want me to keep things simple, right?
Exactly. But please, Harry, my friend is picking me up in a few minutes.
On a Saturday morning?
Yeah, he's taking me fishing.
Fishing? Since when did you start liking fishing?
Since he gave me this ring. What do you think?
Wait, I'm not going to ask. Let me get breakfast on the table, then we have a long chat.
Oh, he's here. I'll take $20 out of your wallet. I can buy breakfast on the way. Bye.
Oh, no.
Przenieś rozwiązania na kartę odpowiedzi. Zadanie drugie. Usłyszysz dwukrotnie wypowiedź na temat łaźni japońskich. Zaznacz w tabeli znakiem X, które zdania są zgodne z treścią nagrania, true, a które nie, false. Za każdą poprawną odpowiedź otrzymasz jeden punkt.
Visiting a public bath in Japan is nothing like going to a swimming pool in England. First, you take off your shoes before you enter, then you pay an entrance fee to a man or a woman at the entrance counter. Next, you get undressed in the dressing room. You shouldn't be surprised if the person who takes your money is sitting on a platform and has a clear view of the dressing room. This allows the workers to keep an eye on the patrons' belongings while they're in the bath. You don't wear a bathing suit. After taking all of your clothes off, you may enter the main bathing area and wash your body while sitting on a small stool about 40 centimetres high. Sometimes even people wash each other's backs. After you've rinsed off all the soap, they usually have two or three large baths where you can soak for a while. Traditionally, the bath played an important role in the community, and therefore you shouldn't be surprised if you end up sharing a bath with other people. It used to give the neighbours an opportunity to socialise while bathing. When people finish bathing, they relax in the dressing room by watching TV, eating, drinking tea or juice, or talking to friends. It's quite an experience.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Visiting a public bath in Japan is nothing like going to a swimming pool in England. First, you take off your shoes before you enter, then you pay an entrance fee to a man or a woman at the entrance counter. Next, you get undressed in the dressing room. You shouldn't be surprised if the person who takes your money is sitting on a platform and has a clear view of the dressing room. This allows the workers to keep an eye on the patrons' belongings while they're in the bath. You don't wear a bathing suit. After taking all of your clothes off, you may enter the main bathing area and wash your body while sitting on a small stool about 40 centimetres high. Sometimes even people wash each other's backs. After you've rinsed off all the soap, they usually have two or three large baths where you can soak for a while. Traditionally, the bath played an important role in the community, and therefore you shouldn't be surprised if you end up sharing a bath with other people. It used to give the neighbours an opportunity to socialise while bathing. When people finish bathing, they relax in the dressing room by watching TV, eating, drinking tea or juice, or talking to friends. It's quite an experience.
Przenieś rozwiązania na kartę odpowiedzi. Zadanie trzecie. Usłyszysz dwukrotnie audycję radiową o miastach i wioskach położonych w okolicy Dublina. Przyporządkuj podane opisy od A do F do nazw miejscowości, wpisując litery A, B, C, D, E lub F w odpowiednie miejsce w tabeli. Uwaga! Jeden z opisów został podany dodatkowo i nie dotyczy żadnej z miejscowości. Za każde poprawne rozwiązanie otrzymasz jeden punkt.
If you're in Dublin with time on your hands, why not visit one of the towns or villages in the area? Balbriggan. Located along the east coast of Fingal, Balbriggan boasts a working harbour, historic buildings, safe sandy beaches, and magnificent coastal walks with views of offshore islands. Balbriggan is also home to Ardgillan Castle. Ardgillan is situated on the elevated coastline between Balbriggan and Skerries and is unique among Dublin's regional parks for the magnificent views it enjoys. Blanchardstown. The Blanchardstown area in West Fingal boasts three waterways, the Tolka, Royal Canal and River Liffey, beautifully contained between steep wooded hills around the famous strawberry beds. The area is home of Luttrellstown Castle, which was in the ownership of the Guinness family for generations, and the Anna Livia Mills, previously owned by the famous Antarctic explorer. The Blanchardstown Shopping Centre, the largest in Ireland, is a must for a touch of retail therapy. Clontarf. The historical suburb of Clontarf is located on Dublin's coast, just north of the city centre. The famous Battle of Clontarf took place here in 1014, when Brian Boru was defeated by the Vikings. The North Bull Island Nature Reserve is a haven of wildlife and is home to a number of protected bird species and some native Irish mammals. Dollymount Strand, a blue flag beach on the north of the island, is popular with swimmers, kite surfers and walkers. Glasnevin. The suburb of Glasnevin in North Dublin is of great historical and cultural interest. It is home to Glasnevin Cemetery, where many prominent figures from Irish history are buried, including Daniel O'Connell, Charles Stuart Parnell, Michael Collins, Eamon de Valera, Countess Markievicz, Brendan Behan, and singer Luke Kelly from the Dubliners. Daily walking tours of the cemetery may be taken from the very interesting museum, which details the lives of some of these people. Killiney. Killiney is a picturesque coastal village located south of Dublin City. It is easy to see why some of Ireland's rich and famous have made it their home, including Bono, Enya and Van Morrison. The area has been likened to the Bay of Naples. Killiney Hill Park, which is 170 metres above sea level at its highest point, boasts spectacular views of Dublin Bay. Vico Road has many literary associations, featuring in the work of Hugh Leonard, Flann O'Brien and James Joyce. Killiney Beach is a popular place for walking and relaxing.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
If you're in Dublin with time on your hands, why not visit one of the towns or villages in the area? Balbriggan. Located along the east coast of Fingal, Balbriggan boasts a working harbour, historic buildings, safe sandy beaches and magnificent coastal walks with views of offshore islands. Balbriggan is also home to Ardgillan Castle. Ardgillan is situated on the elevated coastline between Balbriggan and Skerries and is unique among Dublin's regional parks for the magnificent views it enjoys. Blanchardstown. The Blanchardstown area in West Fingal boasts three waterways, the Tolka, Royal Canal and River Liffey, beautifully contained between steep wooded hills around the famous strawberry beds. The area is home of Luttrellstown Castle, which was in the ownership of the Guinness family for generations, and the Anna Livia Mills, previously owned by the famous Antarctic explorer. The Blanchardstown Shopping Centre, the largest in Ireland, is a must for a touch of retail therapy. Clontarf. The historical suburb of Clontarf is located on Dublin's coast, just north of the city centre. The famous Battle of Clontarf took place here in 1014, when Brian Boru was defeated by the Vikings. The Northbull Island Nature Reserve is a haven of wildlife and is home to a number of protected bird species and some native Irish mammals. Dollymount Strand, a blue flag beach on the north of the island, is popular with swimmers, kite surfers and walkers. Glasnevin. The suburb of Glasnevin in North Dublin is of great historical and cultural interest. It is home to Glasnevin Cemetery, where many prominent figures from Irish history are buried, including Daniel O'Connell, Charles Stuart Parnell, Michael Collins, Eamon the Valera, Countess Markievicz, Brendan Behan and singer Luke Kelly from the Dubliners. Daily walking tours of the cemetery may be taken from the very interesting museum, which details the lives of some of these people. Killiney. Killiney is a picturesque coastal village located south of Dublin City. It is easy to see why some of Ireland's rich and famous have made it their home, including Bono, Enya and Van Morrison. The area has been likened to the Bay of Naples. Killiney Hill Park, which is 170 metres above sea level at its highest point, boasts spectacular views of Dublin Bay. Vico Road has many literary associations, featuring in the work of Hugh Leonard, Flann O'Brien and James Joyce. Killiney Beach is a popular place for walking and relaxing.
Przenieś rozwiązania na kartę odpowiedzi. Czas przeznaczony na tę część egzaminu minął. Sprawdź, czy wszystkie rozwiązania zostały przeniesione na kartę odpowiedzi. Następnie przystąp do wykonywania pozostałych zadań.